Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today is Mark Stamer, president of Dragon Slayer Consulting. Mark will be speaking with us about storage for virtual servers. Mark, VMware has the most mature virtual server technology in the market. What has VMware done over the years to make the configuration, allocation, and management of storage easier?
That's a good question, Carol. VMware is not just the most mature of the hypervisors in the market. It's actually the most advanced, especially when it comes to storage. They do things with storage that nobody else does at this point, including things such as virtualizing the I/O for block-level storage. They work with all the different SAN technologies, whether you're talking iSCSI, Fibre Channel, or FC over E. They work with NAS, file-based storage, specifically NFS, because they built it into the kernel. So any VM can use NFS. It's incredibly easy at that point, and they've improved the performance that they provide for NFS and iSCSI so that it's fairly much on par with Fibre Channel at this point. They do a number of interesting things with storage, including they have APIs, storage APIs, that allow their system to manage other people's storage systems and vice versa. They have the ability to provide for disaster recovery using something called Site Recovery Manager, or SRM. Now, all of this requires a storage vendor to be self-certified with VMware and these different functions, but they do a good job of integrating in with storage better than I've seen from anyone else.
Although VMware has been the leader in virtual server technology for quite some time, Microsoft's Hyper-V is starting to gain traction. Are there any major distinctions in the way one would provision and manage storage in a VMware environment versus a Microsoft virtual server environment?
Actually, there are quite a few. One of the key ones that I look at is, how do you handle different VMs going to the same storage? And they both virtualize in block storage. So what happens when you have different VMs within that physical machine accessing the same disks at the same time? As far as the storage system is concerned, hey, this is one server, one application. It's handling it on a FIFO basis, first in, first out. So that you could have a mission-critical application waiting for someone to copy an MP3. Not exactly a great idea. You don't have, storage system can't distinguish between VMs. Well, VMware allows you to distinguish between VMs. It allows you to set priorities based on latency or IOPS. It allows you to reprioritize the I/O to a specific VM as a result of those policies. You don't get that with Hyper-V. Again, Hyper-V is a good product, but it's coming along. It's trying to get features that VMware currently offers. One way to bring Hyper-V closer to some of the functionality you get directly out of VMware is to partner with some third-party products like Symbolic. They're a clustered file system out of Boston that takes Hyper-V and brings it closer to the functionality that you would expect out of VMware.
Citrix's Zen server presents yet another option for virtualizing servers. Are there any special considerations for storage in a Zen server environment?
It's a fine product. It works fine with storage. There isn't anything really outstandingly unique about it. It works with NFS. It also has an NFS client built into its kernel. And again, the easiest storage with either VMware or Zen Server is NFS, but it doesn't do much in quality of service. It's trailing when it comes to disaster recovery functionality, storage, migration functionality. It's got a long ways to go, just like Microsoft. But for the money, you get a pretty good product.
Mark, what's the major piece of advice you'd offer to IT shops selecting network storage for their virtual server environments?
Go with the storage that best meets the skills that you have in your IT center and meets your needs of the applications. For me, I'd probably go with NFS. For other people, it will depend. I could recommend iSCSI or Fibre Channel or FC over E or even SIFS. It just depends. I'd have to look at each shop differently as to what their needs are and what their skills are and what they have and what they're used to. In some cases, if they've got no SAN experience, no NAS experience, no NFS, they really don't want to go that route, then I would tell them to go with a virtual storage appliance. On the block side, you have people like VM6 and CNodes and Left Hand Networks and DataCore Software and Falcon Store, which can create a virtual SAN to provide you the ability to use those advanced features, but you don't really have to implement a SAN. If you need a virtual NAS environment, you could go with someone like a Nasuni, or if you're in a pure Hyper-V environment, somebody like a Symbolic, so that you get the functionality, the ability to use shared storage without having to implement shared storage. So it just depends.
Are there any scenarios in which it might be advantageous to use direct attached storage in a virtual server environment?
Sure. If you only have one physical or machine which you're running your hypervisor on, yeah, direct attached storage is just fine. On the other hand, if you want to use any of those advanced features like vMotion in VMware or Storage vMotion or SRM or DRS, and these are really great functional features that reduces your administration, that does things online so that you don't have to schedule downtime, you're going to need some kind of shared storage. DAS kind of limits that. Now, if you can take your DAS and make it appear like a SAN virtually, as I mentioned before, then you can use DAS, again, using the C nodes, the VM6s, the left hands, the data cores, the Falcon stores, the Nisunis, the Symbolics. So it looks like you have a shared storage when you don't. So that's the best time to use DAS.
Thanks, Mark. That concludes today's podcast on storage for virtual servers. We appreciate your listening.